This has been Financial Freedom with Philip Gallo. Be sure to listen to our next broadcast for seminar places and times. And be sure to tell others that they too can achieve financial freedom. For more information, 318-730-3932 or www.ucespb.net/GALLOW. You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria, 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe, 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood, 100.1 FM, Lake Charles, and KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
You Father, we worship you because of who you are. We kneel before your holy and great presence because you're an awesome God. As we celebrate the name of Jesus, we know, Heavenly Father, according to your word, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And now, Father, we embrace your word as we celebrate you in a mighty way. And now, Father, we pray by your power, as well as your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and then do what you've anointed me to do. We bless you. We honor you. We adore you. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers in the ministry, Minister Bell, Minister Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are visiting with us today, if there be any, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, the 21st chapter, verses 8 through 11. The Gospel of Matthew, the 21st chapter, verses 8 through 11. And when you have found it, say amen. And if you need more time, say, wait a minute. I think we have it on our screen. Where we find these words which are recorded. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strolled them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Thank you. You may be seated. And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. I want to use our topic this morning as we continue our theme. What was hidden is now revealed. What was hidden is now revealed. This is our fourth message in a series on the word hidden. We have chosen it for such a time as this, for God has a prophetic word in a prophetic time in a prophetic era. But this morning we want to explore how during Passion Week, we will see how God was actively revealing what was once concealed. We have shared in other messages how God has a unique ability to hide things. And this morning we will see what God desires to reveal to each and every one of us according to his word that will impact our heart. I'd like to start off, if this was a seminary class, we would be going to have a test. Not a difficult one, but a very simple one. And the reason for that is to see if you can identify the statement concerning the person we're speaking of. He was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He grew up still in another village where he worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30. Then for 3 years, he was traveling. He was a traveling preacher. He never wrote a book. He never held an office. He never had a family or owned a house. He didn't go to college or seminary school. He never visited big cities like Dallas, Chicago, New York. He never traveled 200 miles from the place where he was born. He did none of these things associated with greatness. He had no credentials but himself. He was only 33 years of age when a wave of public opinion turned against him. His friends ran away. He was turned over to his enemies and went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed to a cross between two thieves. While he was dying, his executioners gambled for his clothing, the only property he had on earth. When he was dead, he was laid in a borrowed grave through the pity of a friend. 21 centuries later, he remains a central figure of the human race and the leader of mankind progress. All of the armies, Brother Jenkins, that have ever marched, all of the navies that have ever sailed, all of the parliaments that ever sat, all the kings that ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of a man on this planet so much as that one solitary life. This statement, as you now, by now know, is written about Jesus, the Son of the living God. Very little is known concerning his friends, although Jesus had what we call an inner circle of men who were closest to him. In that inner circle, we find Peter, James, and John. Peter, who would later be given the charge to lead and feed his sheep. James is considered the first apostle to be martyred. John was given a prophetic vision of Revelation. Write the things which are, write the things which shall be, and write the things which shall take place after these things. A prophetic glimpse into the future of what is about to take place. Kings bow down before him. Heaven and earth adore him. He is the Lord God Almighty, maker, creator, sustainer of all things. He's an awesome God. He's a God of today, tomorrow, and forevermore. We serve a mighty God of victory, a God of valor, a God who looks far beyond our faults, our frailties, and saw our need. He is a God who loves us in spite of the fact that we sometimes don't love him. A God of a covenant agreement, a God who makes a covenant with men, not based on whether you will keep the covenant, but based on his commitment to you and I. He has unconditional love. He has eternal love. He is a God who embraces us each and every day. He is a God who wakes us up in the morning. He is a God who clothes us in our right mind. He is a God who loves us in spite of the fact that we sometimes are wayward. What kind of God is it? His name is Jesus, the Lamb of the tribe of Judah, the bright and morning star. He is a way out of no way, our shelter in a time of storm. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and morning star. What kind of God is it? You've already called his name. He's the Son of the living God. He's the Alpha as well as the Omega. He's the first as well as the last. He is the beginning as well as the end. He is the story of all story. He is the beginning of all.